This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one of my biggest regrets is that I never lived in New York City for a little bit. You know, I've always wanted to live in New York City, but one thing that kind of panicked me is, well, you know, how do you live in a city without your car? Yeah, well, very easily. Now, apparently in New York, they have it down. And yeah, I'm in New York about 4 or 5 times a year. And, you know, it's kind of nice not having to worry about the car. Somebody picks you up. Somebody drops you off. You don't have to worry about gas. You don't have to worry about parking. It's kind of nice. Well, Lyft president, L-Y-F-T, and co-founder John Zimmer predicted that there might be no more car ownership in the United States by the year 2025. They say the rise of autonomous cars continues, and it could be the reason why people would shift from owning cars into relying upon self-driving cars offered by ride-hailing companies like Lyft and Uber. Well, of course, he'd like that if he's, you know, president and co-founder of Uber. So Zimmer expressed his, I guess, prediction during a news conference last week. And according to the company president, his forecast will most likely happen because of the growing demand for autonomous vehicles. As per Fortune magazine, it could eliminate the need for the public to buy their own car. Instead, they will depend on a new innovative way of transportation. They say, as a country, we've long celebrated cars as symbols of freedom and identity, Zimmer wrote in his blog, but for many people, especially millennials, this doesn't ring true. Additionally, he said that owning a car means another $9,000 yearly cost in North America. Notably, they said Lyft sealed the deal with General Motors, aiming to produce their own line of self-driving cars. The first one to do this was Uber, of course. We talked about that. And Google. You know, we talked about the Google car. But right now, the demand for this type of automobile is becoming very popular. So I want to talk about this because I definitely see some changes, especially as more and more DMVs and Department of Motor Vehicles are requesting that older individuals get doctor clearances to drive. Now you have a lot of people getting concerned that they're not going to be allowed to drive, so they're going to be losing their autonomy anyway. And I'm not saying this is good or bad, but this is something we need to talk about. So really quickly, meanwhile, Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the other way, he believes that the public will still buy their own cars and then lease it. So far, their company has been making the headlines because they have their own set of autonomous electric cars. So they say we still need to count the years to know if the prediction will come true. But as far as the demand is concerned, the possibility of self-driving cars raining on the highway is relatively high. I don't know if it's so much the self-driving cars that are going to take over as much as it's the idea of people not wanting to own anything. You know, what we were talking about in the previous hour is less millennials and younger people are purchasing homes and are purchasing real estate. Okay, you know, if you look from an economy standpoint, and as a doctor, the economy is very, very important because when the economy goes down, my patients lose insurance, they can't take care of themselves. So unfortunately, we doctors are all up in the business of economy when it comes to that. And so a big concern that, you know, there's a couple concerns that I see. When we were younger, we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was, look, you gotta own something. You don't lease, you don't rent, you own it. Because if you're putting all that money into something, it might as well be something that you own. Well, unfortunately, credit cards started to continue to bloom and boom and explode such that people weren't buying homes or buying cars or living residences that they could afford. They would buy up. and then you would finance the rest. So here we were in the 2000s with, you know, I never really owned anything per se. Yes, I owned my house, I owned my car, but I had a big finance payment on it. And so many of us realize, well, wait a second, are we really owning our car? Are we really owning our home? No, we're not. You know, the bank still owns it. We only own it once we clear the bill, right? And then we finally get the pink slip or the yellow slip or whatever the color it is now. So what pink slip? It's still pink slip? Okay, it's still a pink slip. So once, you know, once millennials, and millennials are pretty smart, once they took heed of that and they're like, okay, wait a second here. You know, do I really want to buy something when I don't have a steady job, when we don't know what's going on with the economy? Look at all the people that got tanked with their real estate. So there's a push now to not buy. Well, the same thing's going to happen with cars. If you just need to go to and from some places, and if you want a car on demand, you know, people kind of like the way it is in New York, where you just go out there, you can hail a cab, hail an Uber, hail a Lyft, and move and go on with your life. And you don't have to worry about the parking and the dents and all the upkeep. One thing a lot of people, especially the younger generation, likes is low maintenance. You know, I mean, I remember in the olden days seeing people in the neighborhood work on their car. Everybody was under their car and everybody was, you know, changing their oil and just doing things themselves. Well, cars aren't like that anymore. Okay, I don't even know what the heck is going on with the car because it's all like shiny and there's all sorts of computer and, you know, so I don't even know if I could change the spark plugs or do what I need to with my car today like I did. I installed my own car stereo before. I mean, I had a truck and I could do what I needed to with it. So now that we are operating vehicles that we know nothing about, right, you know, I could see that trend. So, would we, and then older people, you know, if they don't get cleared to drive because they're taking a medication, there's a liability is going to come into play. The more people get sued for getting into an accident because their beta blocker, let's say their blood pressure medicine made them tired, or their antihistamine made them tired, or the Ambien they took the night before was still in their system the next day, many people are not going to be able to qualify to get their licenses. And what else is coming around the bend that may really affect people's driving? Marijuana. So, you know, as we legalize marijuana and more people don't want to worry about are they still under the influence or not, we may be taking cars out of the hands of people. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this was kind of shocking. 1 in 11 people test positive when they do their drug test at work. 1 in 11 people. And they're finding that drugs in the U.S. workplace is at its highest level yet in a decade. And we're not talking just marijuana. They say an analysis of nearly 11 million workforce drug test results by Quest Diagnostics, and where I live in Las Vegas, Quest is one of the biggest laboratories. Quest, LabCorp, these are big labs. And so Quest is national, so I'm sure many of you are familiar with Quest in your neck of the woods. And they said an analysis of nearly 11 million workforce drug tests results by Quest Diagnostics reveals the fifth straight year of increases in detection rate of amphetamine and heroin and marijuana positivity. has increased 47% since the year 2013. Nearly 1 in 11 job applicants were unable to pass an oral fluid drug screen. The Quest Diagnostics Drug Testing Index examines illicit drug use by analyzing millions of urine, oral fluid, and hair laboratory-based tests performed nationally by the company for employers in 2015. Now, I had to do a drug test once when I was a medical student, and you were going to be working in the hospital. Or was it after medical school? I don't remember. But I remember we all had to, and it was the very first time I ever had a drug test such as this, where you go into a bathroom that had no water in the toilet, and you couldn't wash your hands in the bathroom, because I guess they don't want you to add water to your drug screen, because that'll mess it up. So I'm like, but I gotta wash my hands. So you did the drug test, and it was, yeah, it was, I wouldn't have minded if they wanted to cut my hair. That would have been easier, because I really like to wash my hands after I pee. Okay, but we'll move on. Excuse me, so the Quest Diagnostics Drug Testing Index examines drug use. As we said, the findings were unveiled this week by the Substance Abuse Program Administrators Association, called SAPA, annual conference being held in Louisville, Kentucky. So according to Barry Sample, PhD, who probably looked at the samples, said our nationally representative analysis clearly shows that drug use by the American workforce is on the rise, and this trend extends to several different classes of drugs and categories of drug tests. Like I said, this isn't just marijuana. They're looking at heroin, they're looking at amphetamine. So oral positivity in the general U.S. workforce was highest in hair drug tests. Overall positivity. Thank you. I was going to say these are hair drug tests. 10.3% in 2015, which is a 7% increase over 2014. Hair testing gives a more complete drug use history, because hair testing could tell us if you had a drug like 90 days ago. Urine, however, usually looks at what you've done in the last few days. And then oral fluid detect, like saliva, recent drug use in the past 24 to 48 hours. So 9.5 million urine drug tests were looked at in the combined U.S. workforce, increased to 4%, which is a change. So they start going into all these numbers, but they say in general, the U.S. workforce, the rate of amphetamine, marijuana, and heroin detection increased annually for the past 5 years in urine testing. Amphetamine positivity increased 44%, and marijuana positivity increased 26%, which is something we expected. Get this though, guys, oxycodone positivity rate has declined annually since 2011. Now, oxycodone, which is a Percocet, has been, in the news multiple times. It has dominated headlines because they say we doctors are writing too much and too many people are addicted to opioids. So I found that very interesting that people showing positive for oxycodone actually went down. What about post-accident urine drug testing? The reason why they looked at that is many people, they do really, really well in terms of not using before they get a job. So then they get the job, and they're all happy about that. They're like, all right, I got the job, so I'm good, and then they use. Then an accident happens at work, and immediately we do a drug test as an employer, because we need to know if the accident happened because they were under the influence. Because if they weren't under the influence, your workers' comp has to kick in, et cetera, and that could be pretty costly as your rates go up. But if it was your fault, then the workers' comp insurance may not handle the claim. So immediately the workers' comp mandates that the employer gets a drug test, and then you get a drug test. So they were able to pick up on drug use that way as well. So what's going on here? Why such an increase in it? I think one reason is our priorities have changed, so people think that they can. After the recession, I think as a whole we decided, we're not really going to worry about marijuana. What are we doing to people who are taking each other's Ritalin and, dealing with speed? You really didn't hear, amphetamines and again, I don't work in the DEA. I don't work with a lot of narcotics officers so I wouldn't really know what they're focusing on. But what I do know is what's in the media. And nobody's really talking about amphetamine use. You don't hear people talk about crack and cocaine as much. No, you don't. What is everybody talking about? They're talking about marijuana, and they're talking about narcotics. Well, marijuana, they're talking about in a positive light. Oh, yeah, let's legalize it. You know, marijuana is good. It's healthy. So we're really decriminalizing marijuana, which could be good. It could be bad. I'm not here to debate that. And we are criminalizing using pain pills, narcotics. Well, when people can't get their pain pills legally, and they aren't going to get the oxycodone or the hydrocodone very easily from a doctor's visit because, A, the doctor won't give it to them, or, B, their deductible is so high or their insurance premium is so high that now they're not purchasing insurance, so they're underinsured, they're going to go to illegal means. So, to me, this makes perfect sense, the trend. But I'm very, very concerned about people at the workplace on heroin, on speed, on marijuana, and possibly all three. So when we start to see rises in overdose deaths, or we start to see rises in accidents or workplace issues, you know, I sometimes it's society causing it themselves. Remember, when we decided to go, you know, to wage war on prescription pain pills, many of us in the medical field were like, oh boy, what's going to come, something, you know, whenever you start to mess with the balance of things, something else worse could happen. So I predict we're going to see a huge rise in illicit drugs because the pain isn't going away and the addiction isn't going away. Telling a doctor to stop writing pain pills is very easy to do, but how are you managing the person's pain? How are you managing the person's addiction? So now we're going to have people out there that have pain, they have arthritis. Look at that article with, we have, 75,000 centenarians? Okay, do you think their knees don't hurt, their shoulders don't hurt when you're 100? I'm in my 40s, you know, and I can barely get out of my chair. My knees are so shot. Yeah, I know, I need some knee surgery. I get that. But, you know, thank God I could take a Motrin every now and then. But what if my doctor 10, 20 years from now says, no more anti-inflammatories, Dahlia? It's going to hurt your kidneys. You got to take something safe for, you know, for your kidneys. You know, and I'm in pain. What am I going to do? I could use ice, I could use steroid injections, I could get the surgery. But many people who can't take their anti-inflammatories are now moving towards narcotics. So, you can't just tell doctors blanketly stop writing prescriptions. You know, we physicians were not writing narcotics haphazardly to begin with. Yeah, there's a couple idiots out there. There's always idiots in any field. But the average doctor, when we were told by the Surgeon General, you know, to use caution and to try other methods for, that's what we've been doing this whole time. I mean, good for the Surgeon General speaking up and getting on top of this, but I didn't really change my prescribing habits any different because I was already being cautious. Very few doctors really like to write narcotics. So those people that the patients are getting them from, we're still getting them. Okay? And, you know, maybe what happened is, there was less insurance coverage, or maybe, you know, we see a drop because of the new Affordable Care Act changes and the new insurances on the insurance marketplaces, you know, unfortunately, you know, making it a lot less or more difficult for people to go to the doctor because it's so expensive with their high deductibles. So maybe that's why we're seeing a drop. But the majority of doctors, we weren't prescribing that many. So what do you think is going to happen if an employer reads this and they're having accidents on the job and they're having consumer complaints and they're getting sued by customers because somebody is, let's say, spitting in the food or, you know, somebody gave them too hot coffee or whatever? You know, if they're worried that employers are going to be doing drugs, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to replace the employees. They're going to replace the employees with more automation. So we need to get our poop together. We really do. But 1 in 11 testing positive for a drug test, that's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Tom, who was working the dials. So if a woman is eating fish oil, right, and the fatty acids, the fatty fish oil that they're supposed to eat, is it supposed to hurt you or help you? It's supposed to help you. Well, I guess in this new study, they're saying it could worsen a woman's risk of type 2 diabetes. They say this finding really complicates traditional dietary thinking, given that we have been talking about the omega-3 polyunsaturated acids typically found in fish to be so healthy. They say the principal sources of the harmful fatty acids in our study were meat and fish and seafood. Study authors Guy Fagarazzi and Courtney Dow, who are epidemiologists with the Center for Research in Epidemiology and Population Health at Inserm in Villejuif, France. Oh, that sounds so pretty. Villejuif. Anyway, the researchers said they believe that people could definitely cut back on their consumption of meat because many people consume meat in quantities well beyond their nutritional requirements. However, we would not go so far as to say that fish is no longer healthy and a safe option. Other studies are needed. So basically what they did is they looked at 71,000 non-diabetic women between 1993 and 2011. Dietary questionnaires revealed consumption habits of several types of fatty acids. So you had the arachidonic acid, the AA, which is an omega-6 fatty acid found in meat, fish, seafood, and eggs. You had the docosapentaenoic acid, okay, DPA, which is an omega-3 fatty acid found in meat, fish, and seafood. Then the alpha-linolenic acid, the ALA, also found in, it's an omega-3 fatty acid found in flaxseed, canola oil, walnuts, and certain types of eggs. And the top third of fatty acid consumers took in an average of about 1.6 grams of fatty acids per day. The bottom third consumed fewer than 1.3 grams a day, and women in the highest total consumption group were 26% greater risk for developing type 2 diabetes than those in the bottom group. And if you were overweight, with a body mass index over 25, then you saw your diabetes risk go up 19% compared with those in the lowest consumption group. They say, by contrast, normal weight women saw the relative risk go up 38%. So what does this mean? Why is this happening? I don't know. You know, I'm wondering if just men and women are built differently. And in the olden days, okay, I mean, and we're talking caveman days, okay, because I always go back to evolution type stuff, in terms of, you know, what were our bodies designed for back in caveman days? And yes, women hunted, but that was done more so by the male species, except, of course, some lions and then females. I think then the females do most of the hunting. So what did a lot of the women do? Well, they nursed, they gathered, they might have fished, they might have, you know, as they were picking fruits and, you know, and harvesting and things like that, they might be nibbling, whereas the men were the ones that seemed to do more of the hunting. And so you wonder if, from an evolutionary standpoint or an animalistic standpoint, that the male body can metabolize the fats better than women do. Such that when women do try to eat an omega-3 rich diet, their bodies were not designed for that. I don't know. You know, I mean, this is something that's kind of weird. And so, you know, just maybe women are not supposed to be eating that much meat. You know, when men do, maybe it's because it's supposed to increase their muscle mass. And again, I'm not talking about the year 2016, 2017. I'm talking about going back to, I don't know, whenever mankind started. Well, like, look at Adam and Eve, right? You know, the serpent offered Eve an apple or the forbidden fruit. He didn't offer it to Adam. Adam wasn't interested in fruit. He wanted meat, you know? But a nice salad, nice ambrosia. So that, yeah, it offers it to Eve. So it's not that Eve was stupid. It's not that Eve was gullible. It just she was probably vegan. You know, and the serpent's like, look, you're starving. Because all Adam's doing is getting you zebra and moose and mammoth and dinosaur. You don't want to eat that. She's like, I really don't want any dinosaur, please. No more dinosaur. He's like, well, here's some fruit. So she's like, it's about time. So that's what I think happened. So, you know, basically the less meat you eat, the better. The only problem with that is some of us do not do well with carbs either. So a lot of us, when we stop eating meat, we'll compensate with carbs. You need to be careful with that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another thing we need to be careful of is our internet addiction. They say internet addiction may signal other mental health issues, especially in college students. Canadian researchers say their findings could affect how we approach people who spend a lot of time online. So for the study, the researchers evaluated the internet use of 254 freshmen at McMaster University in Ontario. The researchers used a tool called the Internet Addiction Test, developed in 1998, as well as their own scale based on more recent criteria. They say internet use has changed radically over the last 18 years through more people working online, media streaming, social media, and they are concerned that the old 1998 questionnaire, which was what? It was all Netscape back then or some .com something, I don't know, may not be picking up on a problematic modern internet use. There was no Facebook or Twitter or YouTube back then. And it may also show up some false positives. So this new screening tool, they looked at a bunch of students, and they found 33 met the criteria for internet addiction and 107 for problematic internet use. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about internet addiction. And Dr. Van Amerigen's team also assessed the students' mental health, looking at impulsiveness, depression, anxiety, and stress. And most of those addicted to the internet had trouble controlling their use of video streaming, social networking sites, instant messaging tools, and they also had difficulty managing their daily routines and had higher rates of depression, anxiety, impulsiveness, and inattention. They also had problems with planning and time management. So basically, one of the professors says excessive use of the internet is an understudied phenomenon that may disguise mild or severe psychopathology. Excessive use of the internet may be strongly linked to compulsive behavior and addiction. And you see, here's the thing. So you have somebody who doesn't want to be social and doesn't want to go out, doesn't want to, you know, so he's like, no. And he sits home on his computer for hours. Now, I know many of you are listening to this going, Dahlia, what if I have a problem? Okay, let's all take a deep breath because we could, you know, I think many of us now would qualify, even if we don't have an addictive personality, to being addicted to the internet. And it's not because, you know, we're jonesing or we're getting a thrill or a high from it. It's because our work draws us to the computer. You know, I used to, when I prepped for my show in 2009, I had all these papers, and I had staples and paper clips, and I would read off a piece of paper. Well, no, I'm saving trees now. I'm saving paper, so it's all on the internet. So I can't do my radio show without having the internet and the news streaming, okay? My family, they communicate with me through the internet, okay? My patients, my students, my fans, my listeners, all right? So everything is about the internet. If, let's say, a news outlet needs me for an interview, it's either the phone or the computer that they contact me on. So, you know, now if that is your main way to, I mean, you know, everybody is walking around with a computer now. If that's the way everybody communicates with you, you know, is it an addiction or is it just that's now, you know, rather than having a physical address or a mailing address or a telephone number, now you have this. The problem is when people blow off work, blow off relationships, and they just sit home on the computer the whole time, that's a problem. But, you know, what about we as kids, you know, watching TV and watching all the Gilligan's Island and all the, and our parents would yell at us going, you're watching too much TV. And I, you know, the kids don't watch TV anymore. My kids don't watch television. They watch what's on their computer. So they might have kicked the television habit, but they just swapped it with something else. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, weird science it is. Apparently, people are getting sick from kissing their chickens. Buck, buck. Yep, this is from... I can't do a buck, buck. Buck, buck. How do you do a buck, buck, buck? I can't do it. Sorry, guys. Anyway, this is reported by Fox News that backyard chicken keeping is on the rise, and the CDC now finds it necessary to warn people that if you pucker up to your poultry, it's a no-no. I mean, I kiss my little kitty cats, and I kiss my doggy, because I don't know if I would really kiss a chicken. I mean, are they really that cuddly? Oh, the little chicks, though, the little baby furry things, those are kissable. You know, with the little yellow, little fuzz. You're like, oh, you're such a little chicky, little thing. Okay, so maybe that's why. Apparently, the warning is coming via a study showing that there is a rise in salmonella outbreaks. And many urban chicken keepers treat the animals as if they were pets. See, my mom grew up in a house with chickens. And, you know, they would have to chop off the head and cook the chicken. So I doubt the family bonded with them. I mean, because, you know, that could be dinner later. So they say if you allow chickens in the house, snuggle and kiss them, they could shed salmonella bacteria, even though they look healthy. The study, which looked at salmonella outbreaks between 1990 and 2014, found that 46% of people with backyard birds actually kept them in the house. And 10% of them had them in the bedroom. The CDC researchers say the most common cause of infection appears to be the baby chickens and the geese. There needs to be more done to inform people that they should keep the chickens outside the home, wash their hands after dealing with them, and no kisses. According to Casey Barton Behavresh from Scientific American, backyard chickens can be a wonderful thing to have, but we're hearing about people kissing their birds, hugging their birds, bringing them close to the face, and treating them more like dogs and cats than farm animals. So, you aren't supposed to kiss a chicken. See, this is something that's very interesting, I found. So, I took a class at UNLV called Comparative Anatomy. And it was one of the most difficult classes you would take when you were pre-med. But it was our favorite class because it's where you got to dissect everything. You dissected a shark, you dissected a cat, you dissected, and I love cats, but it was, you know, you really got to the meat of, you know, what was going on in anatomy, you know, as close as you could, because, you know, you were worried that once you get to medical school, you wouldn't know what to do with a cadaver. So, but I remember when they handed out the chickens were probably the dirtiest dead animals I had ever seen. Either there was maggots on there or lice. Little crawly things, and I just remember the chicken being dirty. And, you know, I almost couldn't eat chicken afterwards, and I just didn't realize that and I thought, well, maybe it was just a bad batch of dead chickens that we got. These were full grown. But, you know, maybe there's something about the chicken. You know, we all think that the pigs get the dirtiest, but I don't know. I mean, I eat a lot of chicken, you know, but I don't eat the skin or anything, and I can't because, you know, after I saw what I saw in anatomy class, I'm like, they're just, you know, they have a lot of pestilence on them. And again, it could have just been because, you know, these were cadaver chickens. I don't know. But it was scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, cataract surgery. This is interesting, guys. Cataract surgery, having your cataracts done, may actually help you sleep. Okay, not just the actual surgery, after the surgery. Scientists at Dundee University and University College London discovered, they talk about that there was a study a while back, remember that women who had their appendix removed were more likely to become pregnant? Apparently this is in an article talking about how sometimes if you have a surgery, you could have an unrelated benefit. Really quickly, we talked about this weeks ago. Remember, there were 400,000 women of childbearing age over the age of 15, and they found for every 100 pregnancies in women who still had their appendix, there were 134 in women who had them, I guess, removed earlier in life, and they found that women who had their appendixes taken out seemed to be more fertile. And maybe it's because appendixes with their low levels of chronic infection maybe might have prevented their fertility, and having the appendix taken out helped. I don't know, but that was very, very interesting. Well, now there's a study talking about cataract operation boosting your sleep. And it's because your lens of your eye, as you age, starts to get cloudy. And when it gets cloudy and it starts to become opaque, it's like driving with a big, dirty, muddy window. Okay, you can't see that well. Well, if you can't see out, what's not getting in? Light. So light is supposed to enter through the transparent cornea in the front, then it passes through the lens, and then it hits the light-sensitive cells in the retina in the back of the eye. So if you are decreasing the amount of light coming in that touches the retina, that could disrupt your body's circadian rhythm. That's that internal clock which regulates sleep, wake patterns, etc. So if you're not getting proper sunlight hitting the retina, that could mess with your release of melatonin, which is the hormone released to the brain to get your body ready for sleep. Now remember, during the day, its production is suppressed by exposure to sunlight, and then as darkness comes, and you know, you're outside on the porch and you're relaxing, etc., your melatonin starts to rise. Now we've been screwing all this up with our smartphones and our artificial light at the house, you know, etc. But you know, you want to fall asleep, shut off all the lights, hang out outside for about an hour or two. Watch the stars, and then you'll fall asleep. So, now how is cataracts in the mix of this? Well, with cataracts, basically, if they replace the lens from a dirty, opaque one to a clean, clear one, now light is coming in. So now that can help your melatonin suppression, and then your circadian rhythm, and then things may be back on track. So I found that pretty interesting. They say ophthalmologists at John Radcliffe Hospital replaced ophthalmologists replaced 961 patients to graded lenses with man-made implants, and they found it had a dramatic effect. So I thought that was pretty interesting. By the way, another cool study that came out said thousands of people who undergo weight loss or bariatric surgery, according to Daily Mail, may have improved memory. So bariatric surgery, whether it's the bypass, the gastric bypass, or the lap band, or the gastric sleeve, where they cut off the part of the stomach that isn't attached to the esophagus and the intestine, so that you have less stomach area, and so you eat less, they found that not only did it help cure diabetes and reduce the risk of heart disease, but they also found that people remember things better. So a recent review of 18 studies by doctors at the University Hospital in Wales, published in the journal Obesity Surgery, found the sudden and drastic weight loss triggered substantial movements, improvements in memory, attention span, and cognitive control. So that was cool. And get this. There was a study where if you got blepharoplasty for droopy eyelids, which I'll eventually need because I am not aging well at all, they found that that operation helped reduce migraines. They said researchers from Louisiana State University tracked 30 women and 5 men who had the surgery for cosmetic purposes who were regularly plagued by migraines, and they found 90% saw their migraine attacks halve in frequency, and a year after the surgery, 51% said they were not suffering with the migraines at all. If I knew that, I would be like, wow. Oh, my gosh, you know, because I suffer from migraines. I suffer from a lot of droopy stuff. Just everything's kind of drooping on me now. That's just the way it is. There's another study out saying that if you remove your tonsils, it may improve psoriasis. Now, this makes sense. Many times you get tonsillitis because of Streptococcus A, which is a bacteria. Well, psoriasis is a skin condition triggered by inflammation. So if you get rid of a bacteria that's causing inflammation of your throat, you may see improvement in inflammation of the skin. So really interesting stuff. I hope you guys learned a lot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Rebel.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.